There's a check in that envelope. It's for you.
Look, I don't need your help.
Take the envelope and the check.
But I don't want anything from you.
You can fill in the amount. I left it blank.
Fill it in? For how much?
You name the amount. Any amount.
What about $1 million?
So, what about it?
Theater 5 presents Blank Check.
Wilder Creations. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Wilder isn't in. Yes, I'll take a message. Norco Fabrics. Have him call Mr. Saunders. Yes, I'll tell him. Thank you. Wilder Creations. No, sorry, Mr. Wilder isn't in. Well, I'll have him call you the minute he gets back.
Hello, Penny. Hey, you look ravishing as usual.
Compliments from our salesman?
From whom else? I admit that with a salesman, it's part of the line, but with me... it's sincere.
I'll bet. Well, it's nice to hear anyway. Nobody's been giving out with compliments this past week.
That bad, huh?
Worse. The phone's been ringing like crazy the whole day. You see what I mean? Wilder Creations. Oh, Mrs. Wilder. Well, yes, Barney's here. He's in the showroom. Well, just a minute, and I'll call... Oh, you haven't time, huh? Well, yes, I'll tell him. What? You'll be at the charity bazaar in the afternoon... and you're seeing a play in the evening. Well, is there any place he can call you? Oh, I see. You'll speak to him tonight. Well, yes, I'll tell him, Mrs. Wilder.
Well, at least she hasn't changed.
Hi, do you think marriages are really made in heaven?
Look, Penny, it's his marriage, not yours. Stop angling.
I have no angles. It's just that, well, he's such a nice guy and she...
be a lady, Penny, huh?
Well, it's awfully hard sometimes.
Where is Barney? Is he really in the showroom?
Yeah. Surveying the ruins of Carthage, trying to plug up the dike. The creditors are flooding the ship, battering at the wall.
Aren't you mixing up your metaphors a little?
Why not? Everything else is mixed up.
Hmm. Boy, I feel like a traitor coming here.
What do you mean? You did your best.
Well, I'm the kind of guy who said he could sell everything. And I failed. Failed miserably. Couldn't get the first base with the line.
Well, that's the trouble. It wasn't a line, it was a one-shot. And all your eggs in one basket deal. It was more like Hialeah or Las Vegas than it was 7th Avenue. Wilder Creations, shooting the works on one dress. A copy of the famous Paris original. Only it didn't make it.
You know, there's often little difference between Las Vegas and 7th Avenue. The only difference is that in Las Vegas, it's faster. So the victim doesn't suffer so much. Doesn't prolong the agony. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello, hi. Nice to see you. Have a good trip?
Nope. It wasn't a good trip, Barney. Barney, believe me, if you knew how I tried, I used every trick in the book to sell the line, and I couldn't. It shouldn't have needed any tricks. It should have sold itself. We've done it before so many times these past couple of years, and this time it was different. I couldn't, Barney. I'm ashamed to say it.
There's no shame attached to you. You're a good salesman, hi, the best. I was proud to have you represent our line. I let you down, not the other way around. It was my decision.
Oh, listen, the man's entitled to guess wrong once.
Not if he doesn't have another chance to remedy his mistakes.
What do you mean, not have a second chance?
Ask Penny. She'll tell you how the creditors have been breaking down the walls to get at me. Like sharks with a taste for blood. They sense it. They want to get theirs before the meat is gone. I can't get credit till I pay my bills, and I can't pay my bills till I get credit. A vicious cycle, and I'm trapped right in the middle.
Well, how about Leo Davis? You used to be partners. Can't he help you? I said, how about Leo, Barney? You could go to him.
I heard you, Hi. I know what you're thinking. I didn't know when I was well off. I should have stayed in partnership with Leo, not gone out on my own. Play it safe and... Papa will take care of me.
I never said such a thing, now.
Papa. You know, it was always Papa. At home when I was a boy, and then later when I was in business. Papa makes the decisions. Papa protects. Papa stands by to rescue Sonny if he gets into trouble. But how long is a boy Sonny? Until he's 30? Well, I'm 35. I make my own mistakes, and I take my own consequences.
You did your best.
It wasn't enough. You did your best, and Penny did her best, and the operators did their best. But now everybody's going to be out of a job. Oh, I've let you all down.
Oh, now look, Barney, the end of the world isn't in sight.
No, it's here.
Oh, not by a long stretch. You know where you can get the dough. And never mind the personal factors. I mean strictly business. Interest, the principal to be paid within a definite time. Cut and dried, no sentiment.
Who?
You know who. Leo Davis, that's who.
I'd rather go out of business than take money from Leo.
You're practically out of business. The problem is getting back in. What about all of us good people who are in with you, or should I say out with you? Me and Penny and the operators? And of course your wife? What about us? You feel sorry for us? Then the heck with your pride. Get the money.
Wire of creation. Just a moment, please. I'll see if he's in. It's Leo Davis.
On cue, Barney, with fate writing the script. Talk to her.
Oh, I almost forgot, Barney. Your wife's called, too.
She want me to call her?
No, she'll be too busy. At the charity bazaar during the day and a play at night. She'll see you at home.
All right.
Ellen has expensive hobbies, Barney, or doesn't charity begin at home anymore? You better talk to Leo.
Are you in to Leo, Barney?
Yes, I'm in. I'll take it. Hi, Leo. How's Papa doing, huh? Great? Huh. Well, I wish I could say the same. You heard. Well, of course, how can you keep news quiet on 7th Avenue? Well, at this stage, who can say? Well, I appreciate that, Leo, but... Yes, of course, I'd do the same for you. Lunch? Well, what? Today? Well, I don't...
Meet him. Talk to him.
At Gardino's? In an hour. Yes, I'll be there, Leo. Right, Papa.
Good going, Barney. I tell you, our troubles will be over.
Whose troubles?
Well, if not the troubles of Barney the man, at least the troubles of Barney the manufacturer. We sympathize with Barney the man, but we make our living from Barney the manufacturer.
I'm seeing him. Isn't that enough?
Yes, Barney. That's enough.
Relax, Barney. Enjoy your lunch. Of course, you're disappointed at what happened. Who wouldn't be? But you know 7th Avenue. The place is full of bouncers. You know, bounce high, bounce low, and bounce high again.
Or bounce right out of the ballpark, like me.
Because of one line?
That was my whole season. I banked everything on it. I thought it would be a sensation. Our designer did a masterful job. With all the attention the Paris original got, I thought we'd clean up. Who could tell that another firm would do a better job at a better price so that our line goes begging?
Who could tell indeed? That's 7th Avenue. But it isn't the end of the world.
So everybody tells me. Leo, why don't you tell me what you're really thinking?
What do you mean?
That I was a fool to break up our partnership. Go out on my own. I wanted to be like Papa. But Papa knew best, didn't he?
Barney, what kind of foolishness is this? Believe me, if you were my own son, I couldn't have wished more for you. You had brains, you had ambition, you had talent. Why shouldn't you strike out on your own? The bird has to fly from the nest when its wings are strong enough.
I guess mine weren't strong enough.
Because you guessed wrong? I'll tell you, you were impatient. That's all. A little too much in a hurry. That's all. You figured on a killing all at once instead of a little at a time. Actually, who is to say who's right? So, you'll be right next time.
Will there be a next time?
Barney, I like you. But I didn't ask you to lunch just to be sociable. You know I look upon you as a son I never had. With me, bless them, it's daughters. Now, what kind of father watches the sun go down and doesn't lift a finger?
Leo, you're not my father. You're my former partner.
And a friend?
And a friend.
Then, not as a father, but as a friend. I want to help out. I have something for you.
Oh, Leo, I...
Please, no protest. You decide the repayment. The check. No, don't open the envelope. Just put it in your pocket. You'll look at it later. You got a quizzical look in your eye. You're wondering, will it be enough to get me started again? I think it will. Believe me, I think it will. Well, what are you sitting around here for? We're finished eating. Haven't you got business to attend to?
Leo, I want to thank you.
Ah, look, who's got time for such things like thanks? Business, Barney. Business.
In the dark? I'll put the lamp on. There.
The dark was restful.
Oh, it's been a full day.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. The charity bazaar was a huge success. We cleaned out everything, and the play was a delight. I laughed so...
Who knows? Maybe we'll even see a play together one of these months.
Well, it isn't my fault if you choose to spend almost every night at the office.
Choose? You mean it's a free choice? Honey, I don't make the choice. This house does. The mortgage, the two cars, the children in private schools, your charge accounts. Free choice.
Look, I'm sorry, Barney. I know I'm a selfish woman often. You work like a slave, and I take it as though it's coming to me without even questioning.
Oh, don't be too hard on yourself. It's both of us, honey. I wouldn't be content to stay a partner with Leo. No, I wanted to be a big leaguer in just a singles, and I stuck my neck out, and they chopped it off. Nah, don't put the fault on yourself.
Barney, what is the situation now? Are you bankrupt? Are we poor? Because if we can manage with what we have, we can move, we can...
It may not be as bad as that.
What do you mean?
I saw Leo today.
Of course. He's a friend.
I didn't want to see him. What it's cost me in pride and my own self-respect. Well, how can you know? But I saw him. He gave me a check.
Oh, Barney, for how much?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Didn't you see the check?
He put it in an envelope. I put it in my pocket without opening it.
How can you be so blasé?
Blasé? I wasn't blasé. I was... what's the point of explanations? Here, suppose you open it. Surprise me.
Oh, Barney, not even to open it. It's for... Barney, the check is signed, but the amount hasn't been filled in. Barney, he gave you a blank check.
Oh, no, he couldn't have...
He did, a blank check.
How could he humiliate me so?
Humiliate? Barney, he trusts you. He has complete confidence in you. He knows that you can make it, and he's giving you his complete support. Well, how much will you make it out for?
I don't know.
Barney, Leo is rich. Maybe a millionaire. Money is no object. Oh, don't you see? We don't have to give up a thing. Not the house, nor the car, nor the children's school, nor anything. Oh, this solves everything.
This solves everything for you, doesn't it?
Of course, doesn't it for you? Doesn't it, Barney?
I don't know, Ellen. I just don't know.
While a creation. Oh, just a moment, Mr. Dean. He's right here.
Yes, Sherman. I'm waiting for you. 10 minutes? Fine. Get here.
That was Sherman Dean?
Yeah, he's coming over here.
Well, why do we need any factoring?
The rates are high. Why are you borrowing money?
Did you like the new designs our designer made?
Well, yeah, they're terrific. We'll have a great line, recoup everything and more.
Well, how can we put the line into production without money? I have to pay the bills, buy the fabric, meet the payroll.
I don't understand, Barney. I thought you met with Leo. I thought he offered you money. So why do we need a man like this?
Look, Hi, you're a good salesman, right? We're going to give you a good line to sell. You run your end. Let me run mine.
Well, excuse me for asking. If that's how you want it, you're right. We'll have a great line. Okay, I'll see you later, Barney. Got things to do. Bye, Penny. Stay beautiful till I get back.
Me and my makeup kit. We'll work at it. You know, I think you hurt his feelings, Barney.
Now, what do I have to do? Be a model of perfect behavior? So I lose my temper. Okay, I stand corrected. Now, would you mind getting that correspondence done?
Of course, sir.
And when Mr. Dean comes in, send him right into my office.
Yes, sir.
All right, Penny. I am sorry. When I see Hi, I'll apologize. It's just that we're not out of the woods yet, and I'm still worried.
Oh, I do understand, Barney, and I know Hi does, too. We still want what's best for you. You know that.
So do I. But how to achieve it? That's the problem.
Well, such a pleasant surprise. Right out of the blue, a call from Barney inviting me to lunch and to Gardino's. A far cry from the last time I saw you. So relaxed, no frowns, no worry lines. You look like life's been good to you.
It has, Leo, it has. Our new line, it was a sensation. Sold like the proverbial hotcakes.
Why not like dresses?
Exactly like dresses.
Well, I'm glad for you. Couldn't be gladder. Tell me, now that it's an accomplished fact, now that you've had a great season, now that you're back in the running, tell me, how much money did it take? How much did you write in that blank space in my check?
I'll show you.
What do you mean?
This is what I mean.
What is this?
It's your check.
My check? The one I gave you?
Uh-huh.
But it's still blank. You never used it.
That's right.
You left it blank? Never used it?
That's right. You're putting on a good show, Leo.
Show? What do you mean?
I mean you're not really surprised, are you? You knew I'd be so angry at your check, I'd stop feeling sorry for myself and get back into action. You knew I'd find a way to prove that I could do it without your help.
Hey, this is some lunch. A free analysis thrown in. How about that?
You old faker, I learned at your knee. You can't fool me.
Well, you're right. I couldn't fool you. But it worked, didn't it? Tell me, where did you get the money?
The usual sources. Sherman Dean. When he saw our new designs, he said yes.
But, yes. How about the interest?
A short-term loan. With the success of the line, I've paid it back. Are your feelings hurt?
Hurt? No, I accomplished my purpose. I have a surprise for you, though. It's a good thing you didn't use the check, because there was no money behind it.
Leo, what do you mean, no money behind it?
You think you're the only one who can make a wrong decision? I made some, too. And I was strapped for money. I used all I had to pay the creditors. Both the check and the bank book were blank.
There could have been trouble, huh?
Somehow, I had confidence. After all, a papa knows his own son, no?
What a question. Of course. Tell me, can I give you a check? A blank check.
One good turn?
Why not? And there's money.
And no, Bonnie. Once is a novelty. The second time, the surprise element is gone.
All right. I have a better idea. How about getting the family together again, Papa?
Now, that's something to consider.
After all, you know what they say. United we stand, divided we fall.
Well, who said that?
No, I don't know. Maybe Benjamin Franklin?
Did he ever work on 7th Avenue?
Thank you.
Theater 5 has presented Blank Check, written by Max Burton, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Kurt Kelton, Ralph Bell, Danny Occo, Elliot Reed, and Bryna Rayburn. Audio engineer, Neil. Sound technician, Ed Blaney. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.